It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia has completed its first citywide block-by-block cleanup, and officials say it will now become a twice-yearly routine. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Today is all about recognizing the hard work and the accomplishments of our workforce.
Director of Clean and Green Initiatives Carlton Williams boasted that crews had cleaned 18,000 residential city blocks, 2,400 commercial corridors, and 1,500 alleys in 13 weeks.
And in the words of Meek Mill, hold up, wait a minute, y'all thought that we were finished. We're not done yet.
Williams says year-round residential cleaning with crews devoted to each council district begins September 16th, and a second citywide effort is scheduled for late fall. 12 agencies participate, clearing vacant lots, towing abandoned cars, sealing derelict buildings. Mayor Parker calls it the largest quality of life operation in the city's history.
This is what we meant when we said providing you with services that you could see, touch, and feel.
The mayor also unveiled new public trash and recycling cans in hopes of preventing litter. Part of SEPTA's fare payment system crashed again Wednesday morning. It's the fourth time in the last month, and the transit agency still trying to find the cause. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
For an hour until 8:30 Wednesday morning, SEPTA riders couldn't buy new Quick Trip tickets or load money onto their travel wallets. It's the second day in a row and the fourth time in recent weeks the system has failed. And SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the transit agency hasn't been able to determine why.
Had our people out in the field inspecting equipment, you know, going through checklists to see if we can figure out exactly what's causing this issue.
Bush says riders who haven't been able to pay their fares have been allowed to board for free.
It's a relatively small percentage of our overall ridership because most people do come with an active pass, travel wallet with a balance, or are using their own credit cards or Apple Pay.
He says SEPTA is still in the process of tallying up how much revenue has been lost because of the glitches. There's another holdup in building offshore wind turbines in New Jersey. One of the companies with a contract to build wind farms off the coast of Atlantic and Ocean counties says they are having supply chain issues. Leading Light has asked the State Board of Public Utilities to pause their operations until the end of the year. A company spokesman says they don't have a reliable turbine manufacturer to supply them, so there's no viable plan now to build those 100 windmills. We have reached out to BPU officials for comment, but have not heard back. The Eagles are heading to Brazil for the first NFL game in South America, and fans cannot wait until Friday to ring in the new season. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Center City.
Birds fans came out to the Comcast Center Concourse for giveaways, music, and games to build the hype for the season opener.
I'm thrilled. They're going to win 3 touchdowns. Calling it now.
Ethan Schoenlieber says he would like to travel to Brazil to see the game in person, but he doesn't seem to mind staying in Philadelphia.
I'm happy to watch from here, though. I think there's going to be a lot of fans here. Most of the fans are going to be out here watching it, so I'm happy to be out here.
Superfan Monty G was riling everyone up for Friday's season opener against Green Bay. He has high expectations this year.
I'm just so amped up and can't wait to see Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and everybody just do their thing, represent, and you know how I be. It ain't nothing but the Super Bowl, baby. No ifs, ands, or buts, so maybe.
Not only will this be the first time South America hosts an NFL game, but it will also be the first season opener played on a Friday since 1970.
Fans are expected to flock to Brazil for the game. Airfare could cost as much as $1,300. Firm is a new museum in Germantown that shines a light on the artwork of formerly incarcerated people. KYW Sharaday Howard spoke with the founder and the artists about the inspiration behind the museum.
22 and a half years on death row, I wrote this book and three other books.
Tyrone Moore is a published author and artist who spent nearly half of his life behind bars. Now he's singing the praises of Reverend Michelle Simmons, founder of Why Not Prosper, a nonprofit serving formerly incarcerated people in Philadelphia, the organization behind Firm. Simmons stood alongside OG, the man she says wrote a song about the museum that has since become the theme song for those who believe in the mission of Firm.
So the goal is to change the narratives around formerly incarcerated people.
Simmons speaks from her own experience. She founded the organization after serving 6 years on drug-related charges.
And so I see the power. I see how we transform.
Firm is located at 717 East Chelton Avenue and is open to the public Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.